I'm Eddie Garcia. The Greensboro Interactive Resource Center recently launched an Indiegogo campaign for its Healing Blues project. The campaign will cover costs for the album production, concert presentation, and allow them to invest in the storytellers. You'll find links at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Here's David Ford with more.
The Healing Blues Project invites folks experiencing things such as homelessness, post-traumatic stress disorder, or abuse to share their story about the challenges they face with a participating songwriter. The songwriter collaborates with the storyteller in writing and performing their song for a fascinating new recording project. The Healing Blues CD memorializes the personal struggles of nearly a dozen participants in living music. The Healing Blues Project is an interdisciplinary collaboration between Greensboro College faculty cross-disciplinary artist Ted Efremoff, composer-pianist Dave Fox, and art students Julia Fergus and Gabrielle Harbin. Also involved are the Interactive Resource Center, a day resource center for people experiencing homelessness, Greensboro area songwriters, and storytellers from the Greensboro community.
I come from a place.
What's the draw for you in this kind of social justice aspect of this particular project?
Well, because I haven't really done too much of that before. I guess, like a lot of artists, not that there's anything wrong with this, to be an artist, whether it's music or visual artist, filmmaker, whatever, you have to spend a lot of time with yourself, honing your discipline, getting better at what you do. A lot of alone time, a lot of me time, a lot of kind of ego time, you know. And Ted brought this idea up, and I'd read of other people doing things similar to this. I thought, man, this is a way I can kind of do something unselfish to kind of maybe give back to the community. And that's kind of what I saw my role as, to get all these other great blues musicians that I've gotten to know over the past few years in Greensboro and Winston-Salem, give them the same opportunity. So I'd call people up and they would say, yeah, I'd love to do that. And then they'd come out for the first session, they'd meet a storyteller, and they were just having a blast doing it. And everyone who I've called and everyone who's done it has just had the best things to say about it. Like, they're really, I don't want to say it's a life-changing experience, but it's close to that. Like, people are really getting into this. They love the idea of using their art to help someone else out.
Sometimes my voice isn't strong enough to share how I really feel, so I write.
Tell me about the IRC, the Interactive Resource Center. What is it and what do they do?
So the IRC is a sort of a day center for homeless folks who can come in and take a shower or get some job training or participate in an arts activity. And the one thing I saw that really made the place stand apart was that there was a kind of an agency for homeless folks to have at the IRC. For instance, they have a artist collaborative. So homeless folks who are artists create art and run a collaborative, so any money they make, some of it goes back into the collaborative. And I think what Liz Seymour's vision is to give folks that are kind of down an agency to support themselves and to support themselves in community. And I think that's what's happening at IRC, and it's very exciting to watch.
I've got a son, he don't know me.
Greensboro College faculty cross-disciplinary artist Ted Efremoff and composer-pianist Dave Fox. We've been sampling from early takes from the Healing Blues CD. The last stories have recently been gathered, and the collaborators intend to complete the recording by the end of summer 2014. The Healing Blues CD release, with the fundraiser concert benefiting the Interactive Resource Center, is currently in the books for spring of 2015.
You'll find links at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts.